I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the buck season is over in West Virginia, but what a season it was for West Virginia hunters. We'll talk a little more about it coming up right after this. The 2015 buck season has come and gone, but hunters will be remembering this year's season for a long time to come. It was the season where all of the conditions seemed to fall into place perfectly.
It was a tremendous year for hunters. We had some great weather. We had some food conditions. We had some good carryover from last year. Just a lot of great things basically lining up that made it one of the best seasons in a long time for West Virginia hunters. We had over 66,000. So I think it was like 66,481 or two, something like that. I think it's the highest total since 2008 or 2009. We're really just starting to look at some of the numbers now. And of course, those are preliminary numbers. I'm sure we have a few duplicates we need to remove and to go and look at the data farther. But it's a very, very, very good year.
That's biologist Chris Ryan, who said going into the season, they knew there were a lot more bucks than usual because of the carryover from the 2014 season. But the weather is always an unknown factor. However, this year that played perfectly with sunny conditions the entire first week.
It made for very good conditions and very good conditions for people to be able to sit out there, like you said, for quite a while and to be a field. It was a very pleasant time to basically be out there and be hunting. And then also, but it stayed cool throughout the time. I had a couple guys tell me it was the coldest they've ever been on that first day of buck season. Of course, the temperatures across most of the state there on Monday morning were down in the teens, which, made the deer really move and kept them active throughout that morning period.
And hunters were not only killing bucks, they were killing a lot more quality bucks with sizable racks than usual.
I mean, I've seen a lot of pictures of a lot of big bucks over the last two-week period. Of course, West Virginia hunters as a whole, we don't kill very many yearling bucks anymore anyway. The yearling percent in the harvest is only down around 27-28%, and it's really one of the lowest in the state. So, our hunters will basically, they'll pass up a lot of yearlings anyway. And so that will allow bucks to become 2, 3, and 4 years old. But where the harvest was a little bit lower last year, I think you said it was like 37,450 is what it was last year, that allowed for even more bucks to be carried over and to make it into that 3, 4, and 5 year old age class, which of course, typically produces bigger antlers and the pictures that you're going to see on Facebook and other things of some monster bucks around the state.
And it's not over yet. The muzzleloader season continues through this Saturday, and the archery season runs until year's end. Also, don't forget, there's still antlerless hunting opportunities left in West Virginia as well as the year winds down. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.